This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 9. It says there, "The Lord God called to the man, and he said, 'Where are you?'" Genesis, chapter 3, verse 9. God, the creator of all, wants to talk with you and walk with you. You see, our first parents, Adam and Eve, enjoyed the close presence and friendship of God in the Garden of Eden that God created for them. They had enjoyed the sweet and loving presence and care of God. The same God wants to draw near to you. He wants to teach you. He desires to help and guide you. You see, God personally called Adam. God called Abraham, his name. God called and talked to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. God spoke to Noah. God called Moses and instructed him. God would like to call you and talk to you personally as well. However, there was a problem Adam and Eve encountered. They enjoyed the sweet companionship of God every day in that beautiful garden. However, when they disobeyed the command of God and failed to own it, all have changed. The disobedience of Adam was remarkable, although Eve was instrumental for the first obedience. The reason is that God gave the command directly to Adam. Eve, in fact, had only a second-hand knowledge. Adam may have told Eve what God commanded him. Instead of stopping Eve from disobeying God's command, he kept silent and allowed the sin to happen. As we know today, his passivity and lack of concern to own the mistake, to own the error, caused huge and unalterable damage for his posterity. You see, both of them were hiding among the trees to avoid contact with the loving and creator God. This is what disobedience and sin always do. It forces people to hide from God. However, remember, the Lord God called the man and said, "Where are you?" He called the man, not the woman. I believe the reason is that God gave the command to the man directly. The second question God asked was this: "Who told you that you were naked?" Then he asked, "Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man blamed Eve and said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." Of course, that excuse did not hold much water because he should have known better. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" You see, God approached them when they could not come out to God is a ton of grace from God. Not only he came to them, but also asked questions to settle the matter and help them again. First of all, they should understand that they have sinned. It was hard for Adam to accept the sin. This is a usual tendency of all people born into this world from his posterity. However, the truth is this: unless we agree with God that we failed, disobeyed, and sinned against God and broke his commandment, there is no reconciliation or resolution possible. In the dawn of history, an innocent animal was killed, and its skin was taken to cover Adam and Eve's nakedness. God took the initiative to come with a resolution so that reconciliation and forgiveness were possible. An innocent animal was killed shows the seriousness of sin. Sin can be atoned only by the blood. Hebrews 9:22 says the law requires shedding of the blood for the forgiveness of sins. Here started all the animal sacrificial system in the Jewish system. God also promised to Eve on that day a permanent solution for the sins. He said the seed of the woman, anticipating the virgin birth of Messiah, Jesus Christ. And the seed of the woman would crush the head of the seed of the serpent, devil. This was the first prophecy regarding the Savior and salvation of humanity. Jesus Christ was born into this world as the woman's seed to fulfill this first prophecy of salvation in the Bible. Luke records in Luke 1:35 that the Holy Spirit of God sanctified and overshadowed Mary's womb so that her fallen nature would not pass over to baby Jesus. You see, the fulfillment of the first prophecy and the Son of God's incarnation happened by the sanctifying and overshadowing work of the Spirit of God. Matthew records in chapter 121, he says, "Mary will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." End of God. Beloved, God wants to talk with you. He wants to walk with you. God wants to help you, teach you, guide you, and he wants to give a fulfilled and joyful life with his grace, love, and compassion. To walk with God and enjoy his love and care, you need the Savior. He is the God-man, Christ Jesus. God gave the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, because he only will save people from their sins and make reconciliation back to God possible. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you want to talk and walk with me. I know you want to forgive my sins and make me your own. I believe you sent your son Jesus to this world, and he died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I understand you are calling me home with you. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins and save me now. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.